Okay, joining us is Bruce Adams. He is the president, CEO, Credit Union League of Connecticut. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Hey, what do your members and your institutions, your I don't know what you call credit unions, are they seeing increased activity? What's going on as far as banking?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, what's happening now is you know, and thankfully in Connecticut, we're seeming to be pretty responsible as a state and starting to reopen, and our credit unions and banks alike are all, you know, starting to open up and give access to their lobbies and do in-person banking services again.
Let me just a couple of things were like by appointment only, a lot of stuff you can do on the phone, you can do through the drive-through. In fact, if you drive up to a credit union, a friend of mine works at downtown, there's a credit union down there, and they say, you know, the line is incredible. I think it's for the state employees. But I mean, the fact is, you do still a lot of banking that way. How about going into the place? I mean, can you do that?
Sure. It depends on, you know, what the policies of your credit union. There's no hard and fast rules, because, okay. Credit unions and banks are essential workers. And so we were never required to shut down. So, of course, in an abundance of caution, you know, virtually everybody shut their lobbies down for a while, but they all get to decide how to reopen and how to do it responsibly. So like you said, a number of them are doing in-person appointment banking.
Right.
They'll have greeters at the door, just like at the grocery store, to control, you know, how many people enter the building,
right.
6-foot markers, all that standard stuff.
It's all there.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you wanted to jump in. You had something you wanted to say.
Well, I think that there's a lesson to be taken from all of this, which is, and, you know, I tell my members all the time, when we talk regularly, how are we going to change? How is life going to be different even when this pandemic is gone?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer that keeps coming back to me is we realize that we have to provide more and more digital and mobile services for people,
right.
to make it easier for them to do their, you know, their basic banking business, you know, remotely. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of nice to have that personal touch, you know, build that relationship with whomever it may be.
Yeah, absolutely, Ray. But I think that if we can provide more time and space for that in-person stuff, that's what we do. I mean, we give people advice and counsel and help them work through their harder challenges, and we'd like to have more opportunity to do that with people face to face and not do the basic things they can do, you know, on their phone, let's say.
Bruce Adams is president, chief executive officer of the Credit Union League of Connecticut. It's certainly an option that you ought to consider because, after all, you're one of the owners if you're a member. So that's the way that goes. Hey, Bruce, you know, I think the last time we talked, we were talking about what you're going to do if, in fact, and, you know, those numbers I had from Stanford, a lot of people have, you know, are unemployed at this very moment in time. And, you know, if you're carrying, if you have rent, if you have a mortgage, there are things that you're going to have to do. Are you still getting a lot of people saying, okay, we've got to get a moratorium on our mortgage, on my car loan, whatever it may be?
You know, we're really not seeing that the way that we did earlier. I think
Good.
That's one of the things that credit unions have done exceedingly well at is provide, you know, that kind of service to their members without being, you know, told by the government. So we're not seeing that kind of pressure really at all, because I think people are happy with you know, if they call up their credit union, as they've always been able to do,
right.
Say, I'm having trouble this month. You know, they work it out together.
So we're
seeing far less of that kind of pressure.
So you're not going to be sitting there in front of the desk and the guy behind the desk or the gal behind the desk is going to start giving you a third degree. That ain't going to happen.
No, but what is important is if you're looking for help because of the pandemic, and this is true across, you know, banks and credit unions,
right.
You've got to be able to show that you've had a negative impact because of the pandemic.
Okay.
You can't just take a break on your payment.
I don't want to pay anymore. I just don't feel like it. How's that? saving for a vacation. Stop it.
Sure.
Yeah. I know that the governor's on in 30 minutes, well, about 20 minutes, but we're going to talk about that. But he did put a moratorium, I believe, extended it, on evictions when it comes to apartments, so rentals and stuff like that. So we'll talk to him about that. But, you know, what exactly, Bruce, get into this just for a minute. What's going on with car loans?
Well, car loans, you know, it's an excellent question, Ray, because car loans make up a huge portion of you know, consumer debt. And yeah. If you're working, you know, likely you have to have a car to get to work, although not these days.
That's true.
Right. You're working from home. I'm working from home. But, yeah, I mean, credit unions are in the same boat as with mortgages or any of that kind of stuff. They do a lot of car lending at really attractive rates.
Yeah.
But that means they've got a lot of people with a lot of, you know, they've got a lot of these customers to, you know, deal
right.
with.
Right.
And same thing. If you've got a problem paying your car loan, you call up your credit union. What we've done, we have these programs we call Skip a Pay,
okay.
Where we can, you know, we can let people take a month or so off to, you know, kind of get back on their feet. So
yeah.
There's lots of options there.
God. You know, the guy who cuts my hair also runs a car dealership, and he's a Renaissance man. But as he tells me that, you know, he sees a bubble there, and that a lot of people got into cars, let's say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And as you know, cars ain't cheap anymore. And so, you know, he sees a lot of people that are having trouble making the payments. And do you get into the, do you see that happening?
I mean, sure. I think we see it across all the various categories of debt. You know, the biggest category of debt, even more than credit cards in the United States, is student loans.
Oh, God, help us.
You know, that's a bubble that's, I think, $1.6 yeah. trillion dollars now.
Oh, that ain't much. Is that all? And by yeah. the way, am I right, but under the new laws for bankruptcy, a student loan is not dischargeable?
Yeah, you're right about that. It's, in fact, it's never been dischargeable, which, you know, makes you question what the government's motive is by putting so much student loan money yeah. out on the street.
Well, Bruce, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad things are getting at least close back to normal. And I'm sure we'll talk again when we need sensible financial advice. Thanks for being on.
Hey, Ray, thank you so much. I'm always happy to chat with you.
All right. Bruce Adams is the president, CEO of the Credit Union League of Connecticut. Yeah, one thing we can't do, I can't call in and say, oh, I have car trouble.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.